we go, people. Put your headphones on. It's time, Sprinkle Donut Eating Guy.
Nealon's eating donuts.
Here. Have a napkin, Kevin Nealon.
That's some good stuff right there.
Kevin Nealon. It's 8:12. Sarah, No Name, Alex's morning show. You know, No Name, Kevin Nealon, you may remember from last time you were on, he went and had a baby this week.
You don't remember that guy at all, do you?
He doesn't even remember me. He's acting all like he does.
How do you remember somebody that's called No Name?
Just because it's so unusual that someone would be named No Name.
I dig it. I can dig it.
So, Kevin Nealon joining, of course, Kevin Smith, who's been sitting in for No Name all week.
Yeah, Kevin Smith and I have never met.
Never.
Although I've always been a fan of his work.
Likewise.
And.
Likewise, hot stuff.
We've also have done a very similar job to you.
Yes.
Not together, but
is that
a similar job. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, hit him. Drop science, sir. Tell him.
Wait. Let's get the traffic first.
You're going to leave
okay,
him
but I'm just going to get. I'll give you a hint. Hookers.
That is a similar job.
We've done it. We've sold it.
Traffic is brought to us this time around by our friends at Washington Mutual, WAMU.
Kathy, did you ever talk to Kevin Nealon?
He's been on the show before, but I've never talked to him.
Oh, you never chatted?
Hi, Kevin Nealon.
Hi, Kathy.
So tall.
Yeah, he's tall.
And sparkling eyes. Dude, Kevin, did you notice how sparkling Kevin's eyes are?
He looks a little sleepy to me.
Because I've been up all night.
Really?
With Kathy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the TT, the traffic tower.
That's right.
Is that a helicopter? That's not a helicopter, right?
It's a Cessna. She goes up in a Cessna.
Nice, man.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead, Kathy.
All right. There's an accident in Menlo Park. North 101 at Willow. Pickup truck and a car blocked in the right lane. Accident in Fremont, northbound 880 before Autumn Mall. The left lane is blocked. Also, northbound 880 slows from 238 out past Davis. There's an injury accident in Arundo, eastbound 24 near St. Stephen's. Those are over in the right shoulder. Northbound 880 slows 66 out towards High. And it still slows westbound 80 and stretches off the Carquinez Bridge all the way down into Berkeley to University Avenue. Accident in Benicia, northbound 680 at Lake Herman Road. Couple of vehicles on the right shoulder. And if you're heading into the Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on. Traffic backed up towards the foot of the maze. Heading out to BART, they're running on time. Weather showers off and on. Highs in the 50s and 60s. It's 8:14. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area Traffic with Alice at 97.3. There you go, guys.
Oh, that was it? Sorry.
Yeah.
We're arguing about whether or not we should let Aisha Tyler, who's calling you full 1 hour late, come on the program with the two Kevins.
Oh, no. 1 hour?
An hour late.
Are you sure I wasn't supposed to call you guys at 8:20?
No, because we knew we had Kevin Nealon on us.
Give her a break.
We got Kevin Nealon, Kevin Smith, No Name had a baby, Aisha Tyler calling at 7:15.
You know why I insisted that we talk to Aisha?
Why is that, Kevin Nealon?
Aisha, Kevin Nealon.
Hi, how are you, Kevin?
Good, I'm doing good. I like Aisha.
Yes.
And also, she's on one of my favorite shows, 24.
Oh, I thought you were going to say CSI.
Thank
I like her
you.
On CSI.
Is she on that, too?
Yeah. I like her on Friends.
She is such the marketing...
she's doing it. Well, she's going
to
get her own show.
What does that have to do with marketing?
I'm the Dominican of acting. I have, like, 18 jobs.
Aisha will take... Aisha really pushes...
You guys missed
knows
that joke.
Move.
Yeah. You just missed a great joke.
I heard it. She's Dominican.
Busy. Yeah.
That's not funny.
That's like your mom. You tell her a joke and she's like, I heard it, honey. You're Dominican. That's lovely.
Very funny.
You see how funny she is?
I told you she was funny. Yeah, see?
You sold us. You sold
I want to say,
Aisha,
Kevin and Kevin.
Pre-sold.
Kevin Smith, Kevin Nealon. Aisha Tyler has the... I swear to God, you can cut off her foot, take it around the country. You'll never find a better foot.
A chew could gnaw her foot off.
She could gnaw it off and take it. She actually let us touch her foot. It's like it's softer than baby skin.
It was a little uncomfortable. I do want to say it wasn't as if I offered my foot and asked them to touch it. They demanded that I take my shoes off, and it was all quite peculiar. But
well, we saw it, and then we had to touch it.
Not only is Aisha talented and beautiful, she's got a great voice.
So nice.
Have you heard her sing?
No.
Have you heard her singing voice, Kevin Nealon? I know you hear that she has a lovely voice. Have you heard the woman sing?
No.
Do you have a little of Aisha's singing?
Give me 2 seconds.
This woman has set the bar for karaoke. And I'm not to dismiss
she took your crown.
There was no way you could come close.
I sang a little Bon Jovi, sir.
A little Dead or Alive. Kevin Smith did it, but
apparently Aisha did something better.
Wait till you hear.
Aisha.
Aisha, you are performing where next week?
I just met a girl.
I am doing a learning annex thing. People can come out. Yeah, I'm going to...
How fun! Does that pay well? It must pay well. Like, why would you do it?
You know what? I don't really know that it does pay well, but it's going to be kind of cool because I'll get to, like, just... sit and talk about my book, and people can come and ask questions about
how to get
into stand-up and stuff. What's that?
Is it a book on nice feet?
No, there's a nice feet. Although there is a whole chapter on what it feels like to get a bikini wax, told in excruciating detail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It actually worn me off them forever, I have to say.
Yes, right? You had been thinking about it, and then you had to let it go.
I have candles at home made out of bikini wax.
Made out of bikini
wax?
That's
right.
Is it
with hair or without you?
Do you even have to put a wick in them, or is the hair?
Do you just light the hair?
It's got about 5,000 wicks in each one.
Best conversation I've ever had.
Yeah.
Delightful.
When is the Learning Annex gig, and where is it?
The Learning Annex gig is Tuesday the 15th of March, so 2 weeks from now.
Where, in San Francisco?
In San Francisco, and if you go around, and you know, there are all those little like ubiquitous Learning Annex boxes with people like kind of grinning out like, you know, Jackass is grinning out. I'm actually going to be grinning out of the one that's out right now.
You made it to the cover of the Learning Annex.
I'm on the cover of the Learning Annex.
She's the biggest.
Circular.
Chaka Khan is in the book. Aisha Tyler
looks
on the
like
book.
You've made it.
Learning Annex, that's like another school I won't be able to get into.
Yeah, no.
I can't get into any school.
I'll give you a special pass.
I can confirm that they don't pay. I'm doing one in New York.
Oh, really?
Yes, in June.
What do you guys just do it for the cachet?
Yeah, because it's the Learning Annex. They make you feel good when they ask you the, like, previous speakers have included, and they throw a list at you so impressive, you're like, well, if I don't do it, I'm just Hitler.
You know what the next step is?
Or they tell you, it's like, Donald Trump and Naomi Campbell, and you think, well, if those knuckleheads could do it, I could do it. Come on.
You start with the Learning Annex, and then the next step is the Actor Studio.
Yep.
Yes, I'm on my way to answering. Just saying what my favorite curse word is and what I'd like to say to God when I go to heaven.
Mm.
So I got to work on that. I got to think.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Same word.
Yeah.
Oh, fudge.
But it's fun also because they make you feel like you actually have something to teach people, which makes you feel like kind of important and special.
Right. Like people have there's something to be learned from sitting down with Aisha Tyler.
Aisha, do you remember the last time I saw you?
When did we see each other last? Was it in the street by the BMW dealership on Worcester?
I don't think so.
No.
It was actually at Trader Joe's.
At Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Shut up.
She had a six-pack of beer.
They're talking Hollywood now.
Hey, remember when?
Talking Hollywood grocery stores now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're inside. But we shop at Trader Joe's.
All right.
It's all very hot there.
I was picking up a bottle of Tejava.
Sure, of course.
I saw you.
You were getting some coffee friends.
It's usually meet at pharmacies.
You were having a problem. What's that?
It's usually meet at pharmacies. You were picking a prescription for
Valium.
Kind of
you were getting your Viagra?
Some terrible rash.
All right, Aisha, as penance for calling an hour late, I'm dumping your call right after you listen to this.
No.
Yes, listen. So this is Aisha Tyler. Ready?
Hey, sister ghost. Wow. No, sister ghost. He met mama.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Said hello, hey Joe. You wanna get out?
Whoa. Gitchy, you wanna get out? Yeah. I like that little run.
See what I'm talking about?
She out patty patty.
I bet she's dancing too while she's doing this.
She was. She stood right up and she was dancing. I was looking at her feet the whole time.
Right here, it went deep too.
She went deep.
We were stunned. Like, we all fell off our chairs and had to be revived.
Well done. Go to Learning Annex. Learn how to sing Lady Marmalade like Aisha Tyler.
Aisha?
Yeah, I might bust that out the other night.
Yeah.
Go to learningannex.com if you want to find out about it. And
sorry we're on vacation. I miss you. I love you.
I would love to have come in and visit you guys in person, but the two Kevins are sensational.
I love you guys. I think I have last time I saw Aisha's story.
Oh, really?
Weren't we on Dennis Miller together?
We were on Dennis Miller together. And can I tell you, Kevin was like 30 times funnier than me. It was very upsetting.
Thank you very much.
I feel like I hadn't prepared.
I ran into her. I was going to pick up a bottle of Tejava. And there she was.
Right.
We were on a panel. It was me, you, and John Singleton. You were just coming out with your book.
Yes, that's exactly right. It was like a year ago.
You didn't say on the show that there was stuff about waxing in it.
I know, I should have said that, but
I'm picking it up, because I like
it. Okay, you guys are boring me to tears. I have to go.
Yeah,
I've got Kevin Nealon in here with Kevin. Thanks, Aisha. Talk to you soon.
So glad to talk to you.
Bye. Learning Annex, everybody. Go see Aisha.
Where's the Learning Annex here in San Francisco?
I don't know. Somewhere right around here, though.
But they have them in every major city?
They do. They seem to. And then they put out that cool book, and you get to...
So somebody's making money, but...
But it ain't the people who are doing it.
Where's the actual Learning Center? These are all annexes. Where's the actual headquarters?
The Hub of Learning?
Yeah.
It's the Hall of Learning?
Secret. the League like, of Justice of Learning.
Learning Annex U. I got nothing, man.
Learning you.
You can't stay out of that box of donuts, though, Kevin Nealon.
No,
you
I have
resisted
a problem. I swear to God,
for
I have
3 minutes,
problem.
You resisted putting your hand into there, and then you said, I guess I'll have the one with
You've
the sprinkles.
You've had two? That's all right. I had two.
Right. You know what? Today was going to be the day. No donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's our bad. I actually blame Kevin Smith, world-famous director of Mallrats, Clerks, Chasing Amy, Dogma.
That's where I know the name.
Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back, and Jersey Girl.
Yeah.
Not to mention many appearances on Leno.
Yeah.
He demanded the donuts this morning. And then, of course, we have Kevin Nealon, the other Kevin Nealon.
The other Kevin. I'm the lesser Kevin as of this moment. This is the...
How so?
Kevin the greater. I'm Kevin the lesser.
How so?
Because Kevin's much taller than me.
Oh, that's true. He is
but
taller.
I'm much thicker than him.
Mm. And they say length, girth, it's an age-old argument.
Again, you'd think Nealon's popping by just to bomb around, eat donuts? No, he's here to pimp and whore. What are you doing in town, sir?
Well, Kev, that's a good question. I do stand-up comedy. A lot of people don't know
what?
That. They think I do sketch stuff and characters. But I'm performing at the club called Cobb's Comedy Club. Mm. Cobb's, like in Corn on the Cob. It's on...
But Tubies.
Tubies. Tubies?
Or not.
Yeah, that's right. Tubies. And I'll be there tonight, two shows, and Saturday night, two shows.
Who's calling you? Take that out of your pocket and tell me who's calling you.
That's my vibrator.
Who is it?
It's Adam Sandler.
My accountant.
Is it?
He says there's three shows on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Cobb's on Columbus. Everybody should go see comedy.
I got to tell you, I'm very, very funny.
I know. Who doesn't know that?
I mean, sometimes I'll say I'm not funny, but when I am funny.
You know what you were funny on that I saw recently? It was the celebrity poker thing. Celebrity Poker. What
very
is it called?
Funny.
Celebrity Poker.
Celebrity Poker Showdown or something.
Yeah, Showdown. That's it.
Who else is on there?
And you were very funny on
that.
I don't know. I'm going to look and see.
Could the two of you please stop getting phone calls while we're on the air? Kevin Nealon. This is what's annoying to me about Kevin. So he's driving me freaking crazy. Right. I need someone to save me. He's been on for 3 days now, and he's like, help. Help me.
I wish I could help you.
Please help. Just carry me out of here. Just, like, abduct me.
You know, I'm a guy who rescues women. I mean, that's what I do.
But you haven't done it yet. Help.
I'm doing it now, but you can't tell.
Okay.
So, I was on...
Because, look, he's on there. He's just
Celebrity Poker.
Doesn't care. Yeah.
I was with, the final. I got to the final table with Matthew... what's his name from Friends?
Matthew Perry.
Perry and Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
And, Doogie
Howser. That had to be interesting. God, Doogie Howser was there, too?
Uh-huh. Yes, and Doogie was actually funny, too. Well, Neil Patrick Harris.
He was good
in
Harold and Kumar Go to White
Castle. Neil Patrick Harris. He was funny, too, but you were great, and you kept bringing out more and more drugs. Very funny joke. And you kept going, like, he would just randomly, Matt Perry was playing, he'd randomly go, Jennifer Aniston. Good person.
And then, you know...
really?
And then Dennis Rodman, I turned to him. I go, Phil Jackson, nice guy. And he looked at me. He never answered me.
Right.
And then he threw his cards down and he walked out because...
He did.
He
walked out. It was spooky.
Shut up.
Yeah, Rodman.
Hang on. I'm sorry. It's a day of bizarre happenings. Alanis Morissette is on the hotline right now. Alanis, welcome.
Thank you. What are you guys doing there?
I don't even know.
I
lost track 2 days ago. I got Kevin Smith, world-renowned director. I think you're familiar. Kevin Nealon, world-renowned comedian.
Whom I love as well.
I love I love her so much.
Kevin.
Hi. Say your name right now. Say your name. Say your name.
Alanis Morissette.
That is correct.
You couldn't spit it out. You're so tongue-tied.
It's like, Anisette.
No, I had too much Anisette last night. No, but, Alanis is, she's one of those people... And that she has a great spirit, and you think, I want to be around her more,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you can't because she's working on the road, and
she doesn't
want to
be friends.
And she doesn't want to be friends.
Well, I was around you, Kevin, and you didn't know it. I was stalking you for 3 seconds in Malibu once, but you got in your car and ran away.
Why didn't you say anything?
I came up after you, but you drove away. I was going to say hi.
No way.
I did. I was. It happened.
That could have changed our lives.
I know. But it wasn't meant to be, apparently. We were meant to get on the phone together. Randomly on a San Francisco radio station.
Years later, it's so wacky.
But no, am I right about Alanis? She's got that something about
that's why she's a huge star. You have to have something about you. You know.
She's awesome.
Plus, she's
awesome.
A good laugher.
And she was God.
She's a good laugher and very funny. That's what a lot of people don't know. Yeah. They think she just sings about the theater and dudes in the theater. But she's very funny.
Alanis, where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
You're not in Malibu, are you?
No.
Okay.
I sat there waiting for you. I couldn't take it anywhere. There was a turning point where I was like, this is getting ridiculous.
He'll
after about
back.
5 years.
He'll be back. One day Nealon will return.
Yeah.
I'll wait by the burrito stand.
Oh, the burrito stand.
With a red feather in my cap.
Oh, so
will, will I need the feather? I don't think I'll need the feather.
You might.
Can we recognize her without the feather?
I would recognize her anyway. With a haircut or not a haircut, I would recognize her.
When are you moving up to San Francisco? We hear that you love it up here and you want to
come up. I do. I love it. I spent some time in Mill Valley a couple of months ago, and it's calling my name. I don't know. At some point.
Would you move to Mill Valley, do you think? Are you gonna, when are you going to have kids? When are you going to have kids?
Oh, my God. Let's just jump in, shall we?
You're going to move to Mill Valley. You have to be a soccer mom from Mill Valley. I'm from Mill Valley. I'm a soccer mom from Mill Valley.
Are you?
Well, not a soccer mom yet, but I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Alanis, can I just say this? I'm going to take us away from that question.
Okay, thank you.
I listened to your CD in my car probably more than any other
CD.
Which one? Hands Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
that's not the name of the
song. That's not the name.
That's the name of the song.
Well, you asked me which songs.
Okay.
CD, album, whatever.
I listened to the CD.
The ones I downloaded from iTunes, you know. It's like the CD that also has some other stuff.
I listened to your one song over and over.
Over and over.
No, I listened to them all.
Still hands clean of me.
Thank you. This is a good morning for me.
And then I always wonder, I wonder if this is based on a true story.
Yes, absolutely. But I think sometimes there's a misperception about that song because one woman said to me, "Wow, that's your lesbian song." And I said, no, the verses are being sung to me by someone else, and then I respond in the choruses.
Wow.
Right.
So
right.
It's a dialogue song sung just by a little monologue moment on my part. But
there goes my alone time with that song.
I'll come up with another one, I swear.
Yeah.
Lannis, when can we hang out? As
when
friends.
Can
when can we hang out and I could get some...
I love the qualifier as friends.
No, because, you know...
That's how Neilan rolls. First he rolls as your friend.
Right.
And then before you know it.
No, because, you know, people be listening and thinking, oh, Neilan likes her. He wants to hook up.
But they'd be right.
But I just want to get some of that spirit from you.
Well, you have it.
Take it long distance, all right?
But I would love to hang out.
Spirit is his new word for booty, by the way.
Okay. Is that what you call it today?
I want to taste your essence.
Just give me your phone number. Here, I got a pen.
No, she's okay. Practically married.
Five, five, five.
I love those movies where they have to do the fake phone number.
I know, everything what's that?
Why do they have to?
It's so, you know, everything is so believable until they go, okay, here's my number. 555.
I've made a few movies. I have an opinion on it.
And?
I don't know. I've always wondered that myself.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion.
Nice.
There you go.
Can't you just, like, do a number like 913?
You could do 911, but then people would be like, uh-oh. Mm. You've just changed the thrust of the movie.
Alanis Morissette is on the phone with us. The two Kevins, Kevin Smith, world-renowned director, Kevin Nealon, world-renowned comedian, here in the studio.
Can I ask Alanis a question?
Yeah.
It's your show, Kevin.
Nadine, what are you doing up this early?
I had a dream, and Ben Affleck was in it because I was unconsciously aware of the fact that I was going to be calling you.
Right.
And between takes, he had an acupuncturist there, and I was in the movie with him, and I was really jealous that I didn't have my own acupuncturist.
You didn't bring your own along.
So that kind of freaked me out enough to jolt me out of my sleep.
Acupuncture in dream translation, you know what acupuncture stands in?
You got to tell me, Kevin.
Nookie.
Really?
Nookie. Well, sure, it's poking.
Totally. Yeah,
poking.
It's poking.
Well, when don't I dream about it, really?
I know.
Do you have a lot of sex dreams?
All the time.
Do you?
This chick is the most sexual person you'll ever meet in your life.
Is this still Alanis we're talking to?
Yes,
yeah, totally.
It is?
Yeah.
She's I thought you said Nadine.
Her middle name's Nadine, sir.
He's just trying to show. He's
to
dropping
a
little, you know, hey, I'm name dropping.
Okay, because I'm sitting here thinking, where did Alanis go?
Kevin has a few names for me, one of which is my middle one.
I didn't want to call her Anisette like you did in the beginning when you're like, I love me some Anisette. And her whole
and
album,
Hands
Clean. I like to keep it a little familiar. Sorry.
Hey, Alanis, how are you knowing that this radio station is on right now?
How do I know that it's on?
Are you in Los Angeles?
Yes, I love this radio station.
Do you get it there?
No, but I've been visiting that place for a few years now, and I always have the greatest time.
She saved a big concert we were doing. Somebody, I know what it was. I think it was after September 11th.
Yes.
And the Bare Naked Ladies, they canceled because they just didn't want to fly in. We
How
thought
could
that,
they?
Well, of course. Right, exactly.
After September 11th, they couldn't sing 1 week?
They didn't want to come down and do
like,
the show, and you
no
couldn't
way,
blame
man.
Them. We
Not
thought we were going to have to cancel the show, and who stepped in? Who
Alanis
saved
Morissette.
The day? Alanis
yeah.
Morissette.
And then she got up to the mic, and she sang Chick of the China. The Chinese chicken.
Yes, she did.
The way that the Bare Naked Ladies should have.
That's right.
And yeah, never will again after that day.
Yeah.
But it was a fun show. That show.
It was fun.
It was a
great.
Really crazy few weeks after that time. Obviously, so.
Yep.
Any time to make some joyful noise during that time was key.
Were there other groups that canceled out of concerts that you stood in for as well? Were you the go-to for that whole two-month period?
She was like, I'm standing up.
I've become the go-to for a long period after, too. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it because it's spontaneous. You know, I show up three days after someone asks me, apparently.
One time I filled in for Red Fox.
For who?
Red Fox.
You what? Filled in for Red Fox?
It was after 411.
Wow. 411.
Yeah. I got crazy. Nothing, man. It's too early for me.
It's not
I got nothing. I'm trying my best here, and I just get slammed down every time.
What are you going to do? No. All right. Hold on one second. Roach wants to talk to you for a second, Alanis. Hold
okay.
On. Roach, you're on with Alanis Morissette and the Kevins.
Good morning.
Kevin Squared.
Kevin Squared.
And I would like to say that 911 is inaccurate because it makes it sound like September 1st. But anyway... Alanis.
What?
Oh, Roach. Right. Hurry up. Tell Alanis how much you love her.
Performance in Dogma was awesome.
Thanks.
And Kevin, performing in Dogma was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dogma is just brilliant.
Can I tell Kevin's users to think before they post things?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Roach.
Roach is the guy who's responsible for the illegal feed.
Roach is our illegal feed guy, which we're not supposed to talk about at all.
Assumed identity. His name's not truly Roach.
Oh.
You think?
I don't think so.
My world is my
Alanis, where's that man of yours?
He is coming home today after having just finished wrapping a movie in Regina.
What? In Regina?
What?
No.
Regina. There's a place in Canada called Regina, and don't even say it.
Which rhymes with Spadina. Spadina.
Can you say vagina?
I think you can say vagina.
You just did, hon.
It's Alanis Morissette. Yeah.
So
you can say
what
it,
is the movie he
anything.
Just finished? He was just, we should point out, she's engaged to Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. You are still, correct?
Absolutely.
Many people know. I know him from.
He was in Blade 3. He was on Two Guys.
Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza.
He was coming up in Amityville Horror, the Amityville Horror.
He was also in. Oh no, I'm sorry. Van Wilder. Ryan O'Neill.
What was he shooting in Regina?
A movie called Just Friends.
Just Friends.
Roger Cumble.
Right on. Oh, the guy that did the Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I have Pam who wants to talk to Alanis. Pam, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Pam. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Is it Pam Anderson?
It is Pam Anderson.
No, not even close. I just wanted to say to Alanis, not thank you, but congratulations on your new citizenship to the United States.
Thank you.
It's great.
All right.
I got to say,
I'm
trying.
You just turned your back on your home and
I didn't. I'm a dual citizen.
Dual citizenship.
I'm trying to get my citizenship in Canada.
You know, that's what everyone was saying in response to my having gotten it, too.
Yeah.
But you know what? I need to vote. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
you can't whine about it and not vote about
it. You certainly would have helped in the last election.
Yeah, I know. That one pivotal one would have changed everything. But voting and, you know, I need to bring my family down at some point.
But, Alanis, you don't seem political to me.
No. What does that mean?
Hey, Kevin Nealon.
There he is.
There he is, Kevin Nealon.
Alanis Morissette, thank you so much for calling.
You're not sending her away, are you?
Well, unless
are
you guys
are high? Alanis Morissette calls in. You
I
give
don't,
her a show.
But here's the thing. I feel like, you know, she's on the phone, and unless you want to stay all day, Alanis, I'm trying to give her an out.
She just told you her man's not there. She got nothing to do.
All right, fine. Got any dogs? You want to talk about your pets?
Alanis, why, next time I'm at the taco shop and you see me, would you at least come up and say hi?
Of course. I tried to. I stalked you, but you drove off.
But were you a little intimidated?
He is really tall.
That's just
she's tall, too, though. She's really tall.
I had 20% of me was a little bit like, God, what do you say? I haven't seen him in a few years. I don't know. But I definitely was going to come up with something had you not driven off. Like
what?
What kind of car
like,
are you driving?
I wasn't really aware of the car, but I was aware of the fact that you seemed very, you know, calm and happy and like you'd done what you needed to do. And,
centered.
And everything was okay.
You'd just taken a leak at that point, I take it, behind the taco stand.
How long ago was this? And I'll tell you exactly the frame I was in.
Year and a half ago.
Year and a half ago?
Yep.
Lithium.
Oh, that was lithium. That was meth. no, I guess I wasn't a good frame of mind then.
I don't know.
Actually, not really.
No.
No,
it was kind of a rough moment.
Like you might have been able to save him.
How are you now, though? How are you now?
I'm good now because of denial.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You've kind of shut it all off.
I think denial is very underrated.
The key is to just check out.
I think shut down, check out.
Yeah.
Leave. Just, you know, step away. Live in the moment.
Yep.
That's
live
a great.
Live in the checked out moment.
Have you guys read this book, The Power of Now?
No.
With Eckhart Tolle.
Nope.
Oh, it's the greatest book.
Oh, you guys have both read it?
Yeah.
What about you, Kevin Smith?
No?
No.
Yeah. You and I should read. It should be our homework.
I read USA Today.
Oh, there's no
shit. Have you read the latest USA Today?
I have not, sir.
I've read The Power of USA Today. It's another book.
The Power of USA Today. This is a companion book.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon is performing at Cobb's all weekend long. I want to make sure we get enough plugs in for you. Kevin Smith is here out of the goodness of his own heart.
He's just performing.
My partner, No Name, who you've also met, Alanis, had a baby this week.
Wow.
His wife did.
Wow.
And,
what do you mean, wow? Dude had sex. Big deal.
Oh, come on. You ever had a baby there, Kevin?
I had a baby.
No, not out of your own hole.
Yeah, that's true.
Which hole? Which hole are you talking about?
In Regina. Hello.
How hard is that, Alanis Morris? That's just like, hole.
Well, that's what you love that about Alanis. Kevin randomly called on Tuesday and we're like, so what are you doing the rest of the week? Want to come co-host? He's like, yeah, all right. I'll be there tomorrow.
Right
so
on.
He's been doing it. And driving me bananas, for the record.
This is good.
He's crazy.
You say bananas on the air, but off the air you use a lot.
I scream.
Coarser language
harder,
than bananas.
Yeah.
Alanis would be a good host.
Oh, no doubt.
She's not good. She's a rock star.
She's a talker, though, man. She's good.
Really?
She's got a lot to say. She's got a lot to say.
Totally.
You know, let's not have to say it in songs all the time.
Yeah,
you know, let's say it.
Just say it. Right?
Yeah, let's get it out there.
But it's a lot easier to say it in songs. You can hide behind all the music and
make
the fanfare.
Alanis, everyone else is pimping something. Pimp your show. The show you're doing is genius.
Oh, yeah. Just shot a pilot for Comedy Central, show called We're With the Band, which is very kind of autobiographical, and it invited all my friends, other than Kevin, but both Kevins actually are invited at some point, whenever you want.
But
she doesn't even know how to get a hold of us.
She got my number.
I'll find you at the burrito stand.
I don't live up there anymore.
Yeah, I want to be on your show. Thanks.
But I just finished the vocals for the Jagged Little Pill acoustic record last night.
Oh,
too.
Really?
10th anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it really?
It's been 10 years since that song.
I'm so old.
It's coming out the same day as it came out 10 years ago, June 13th.
10 years since you poorly defined the word ironic.
I know. But you know what?
Nice,
greatest song.
Kevin. Really nice.
Come on.
Wow.
He knows I'm a malapropism queen.
Totally.
But you know what the greatest moment about that song was?
What?
I was in New York, and this woman came and followed me into the bathroom, not unlike how I followed Kevin. And,
sure.
And she stopped me at the sink, and she said, you realize that ironic is not filled with ironies, don't you? In her inimitable New York way. And I said, yeah, I do. And she said, oh. So that's the irony. And I was like, that's right. And she walked up. No, but, you know, Glenn and I were sitting there yesterday talking about that very thing. And, you know, we weren't sitting there trying to get them all nailed and make sure that it was perfect. But you can't release a song around the planet and have that not be something that you get slammed for.
Right. Well, and you had no idea it would be as gigantic as it was. I'm sure you knew it was going to be a big record, but for it to be...
But also, you get a lot of...
The great irony to that story, the woman who approached her in the bathroom, Hillary Clinton.
Whoa.
Thank you.
That is ironic.
A friend of mine was asking me.
Yes, Kevin Nealon.
A friend of mine was asking me. No, Alanis song when she thanks India. Mm-hmm. Thank you, India. Thank you, all those places. What does she mean by that?
I think I came back from that trip after having escaped there in order to get rid of not get rid of anything, but get away from the craziness that was 1990.
That's what I told my friend. I said she's going through a lot of craziness, man.
Oh my God! And you know what? There's a lot of ways to be in denial, as we both discussed earlier. But one of them is to just go to India.
Traveling is a real good.
But I heard India is really not fun for women.
It's amazing.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You're talking to the wrong chick about
India.
I've been trying to go traveling with Kevin Smith for many years.
she's big India freak. She came back from India. Like, I had offered her the lead in Dogma, the Linda Fiorentino role, and she's like, too crazy. And then she came back from India and was like, oh, I want to be in a movie.
Oh.
That's how India changes people. Makes them realize what's important
makes
in life.
Makes them really, really ambitious. Makes them crave that Oscar.
Hey, Jewel wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Jewel. You're on with Alanis
Morissette. Jewel, I love Jewel.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Alanis Morissette.
Hi.
I just wanted to thank you. Your Jagged Little Pill soundtrack was the soundtrack of my life from, 95 to 97.
Wow.
And I adore you. I adore you, and I just wanted to thank you. It's like a dream come true to be able to talk to you in person.
Wow.
All right,
thank
glad
you,
to be part of your soundtrack.
There it is. Everyone, you know, that's not, you know, you are part of people's
Wouldn't it be awesome if you just came back with, you're an idiot.
Shut up.
You know
she
nothing.
She would never do that.
Kevin, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
But like, my friends have given me those growth challenges. But you know what? You do it for 1 minute, it is funny to you, and the for the rest of that person's life, they just go, what happened?
Well, you have to quickly follow it up with, like, I'm kidding.
Just kidding. Thank you for helping me, you know, execute that phenomenal joke.
Do you, Kev, do you...
Try it on six.
Okay, let's try that joke out on line six. Jennifer, you're on the air with Alanis Morissette.
Hi, Alanis. This is Jennifer.
Hi.
And I just want to tell you how much I love and adore you and your music. I have four sisters, and all five of us, we've been to three of your concerts, and we have all your CDs, and we just think the world of you. Your music has really touched us
She's
and touched our lives.
Oh,
and we really appreciate you and your music. You're fabulous.
Thank you.
Jennifer, nice. See, I knew you couldn't do it. Because you know why? It's because the people are too real. They actually, because unlike us.
And then cue Kevin's line.
Where were you, idiot? Dummy. Yeah, you
she
know
has too
nothing.
Much
Just kidding.
That's right. Try one more time, Alanis. Here we go.
Okay.
Kristen, you're on.
Am I supposed to do the line?
Yeah,
yes, do the line.
Do
you can say it. Okay. Go ahead, Kristen.
Good morning.
Hi.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's right. Today's Friday.
Can I just jump to the line? You're a jerk.
Yes.
You're a jerk.
Finally, someone tells it like it is. You're on Alice 97.
You're bugging me.
She diffused it before it became too personal.
That's right. So, she didn't want to hear the love first and then have to do
Smart
it.
Smart lady.
I'm pushing love away.
Kristen. give her your love, Kristen.
All right. Well, you know, I know that you hear, thank you so much, but I definitely want to tell you that you've definitely been an inspiration to me, especially, you know, very difficult, hard time in my life. So
wrap it up.
That jagged little pill, I sang it.
Nice, Kevin. Really nice.
Wrap it up, Kristen.
Nice.
Come on.
Bunch of jerks. You guys are a bunch of jerks.
I'm listening. I'm listening now because I got my line out earlier.
All right.
Awesome. Well, no, I just think it's awesome that you're on Alice this morning, and I totally appreciate you. And keep up the good work. You've just been such an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kristen. Isn't that nice? Kevin Nealon, very, very funny man, is at Cobb.
Very
two
funny.
Shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
I also have a show coming up on Showtime called Weeds.
What's it called?
Weeds with Mary Louise Parker and Elizabeth Perkins.
Cool.
It's a very, very dark
comedy. Is it a show or
it's
is it a movie?
Show. It's a series on Showtime.
Wow.
It's kind of like Desperate Housewives on speed.
Mm.
Wow.
It's cable, you know. And
you and Mary Louise Parker, that's a great combo.
Yeah, it's
I like
a good
her.
Combo. I always order that, actually, when I go out to eat.
Yeah?
I'll have the Kevin Nealon and the Mary
Drive
Louise
through.
Parker.
Yeah.
Sure.
She plays a soccer mom.
I like her.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
Yeah, she's an awesome actress.
She plays a soccer mom who loses her husband in an accident, and to make ends meet, she has to resort to selling pot. And I'm on the city council in this neighborhood, and I buy my pot from her. And I also have a kid, a 15-year-old, who, unbeknownst to me, is also dealing pot to school kids and also gay.
Oh.
Oh, beautiful.
But it's a lot of what goes on behind closed doors in this urban community.
So it's very realistic. It's
very, very realistic.
It's a red state kind of
It's got
TV
a lot
show.
To say.
A lot of, for the conservative folks out there.
There you go.
I love that they just went for it in the title, too.
Totally.
Yeah.
Weeds.
Went for it.
Weeds.
Weeds.
Nice.
After you turn off Davy and Goliath, you turn on Weeds. And,
Gee, Dave.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. What are you madly gesticulating to me about?
You got to, apparently, you have to ID. You constantly have
I
to
I have
ID
to
us.
Constantly tell everyone who's on the radio. Number one, Alanis Morissette. I'm sorry, guys. You're eclipsed by the wondrous Alanis Morissette this morning,
totally.
Calling direct from Los Angeles. Directly across from me, sitting in all week, he has been. It's the one and only Kevin Smith.
I like that.
Wow.
Got that Alanis
and number three.
I think we're friends.
Is number Kevin. I just gave Kevin Nealon his prize. I'm not doing it in order of importance, really, except for Alanis.
Wait, can we go to line six?
I agree. I totally agree.
Go to line six with Laura, man.
All right. Go ahead, Laura.
Hey, I am just laughing my butt off this morning. For one thing, I love Kevin Nealon. I love Kevin Smith movies. And then Alanis Morissette, an ad musician that can actually hold her own with a comedian.
That's crazy.
I am so impressed. And Sarah, you are doing a terrific job of, like, parrying these people and not letting it get too out of control.
Yeah, I masterminded this
which
whole
one
thing.
Of, which
yeah,
one of, which,
I just gotta say,
which
is
one
like,
of you is Sarah?
I am so sick right now. I have like the virus from hell.
Oh,
it's like
no.
I have TB, and you guys are making me feel so much better.
Right. Well, thank you, Laura. That's what a very nice call. You want to? You really want to go to line one? Fine.
By the,
man,
by the way,
you're
you
on
know,
with Alanis Morissette, Kevin Nealon, Kevin Smith.
You know, by the way, I'll also be selling flu shots after my show tonight.
Perfect.
I don't have CDs or anything, but flu shots.
Eight Man, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, that girl's pretty funny. And I haven't heard her music, but she was pretty good at
You've never heard of Alanis Morissette?
I mean, I've heard of her, but, you know, it's chick music, so I would turn the station anytime I heard that kind of crap. But anyways.
This guy's in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, apparently he lived in a cave.
But what I was going to say is I did like an important perspective on life, and so for everything else, I could care less, you know? But that was the best thing she said.
Hey, man, thank you for calling. And Maddie, thank you for insisting I take that call. That was phenomenal.
I like the
I concur, Maddie.
All I heard was chick and crap.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I always listen to.
And you know what? I hear that a lot.
Before he said that, he said he thought you were really funny.
I thought he was being ironic.
He led with being funny. He's like, this chick's pretty funny.
I think he was talking about Alanis.
Yeah, about Alanis. That's what I'm saying. That's great. You kill me.
Thank you.
That's great, man.
Kevin, I have to qualify which one.
Yeah.
Which Kevin you're
Well, you're
addressing.
Both. But Kevin Smith has been so supportive of me since day one, and I have a very soft spot.
I have bought every single one of your CDs.
Including Hands Clean.
How much more supportive can you be? I got the Unplugged one. I got the one in the canyon.
She said she just finished that one last
Which
night.
Which really touches my heart, but I haven't had the pleasure of being, you know, firsthand directly supported by you at this point.
I've been paying your rent for the last three years.
I discovered the woman in Canada.
I discovered her.
As a three-year-old.
I found her in a little roadside juke joint in Ontario.
I found her in a brothel.
I was singing Easton songs in a brothel, and he so kindly rescued me.
See, I hate that. I discovered her, and everybody's taking the credit for it.
Discovered. Come on.
I saw her on Star Search a long time ago.
You did, but you know what? You didn't do anything about it.
Yes, I did. I called Ed McMahon many times. I said, Ed.
And he took your call?
He didn't take the call. That was a problem.
Okay.
I sent letters, emails.
Right.
I sent everything.
While I was going through puberty, you were sending letters to Ed McMahon.
See, here's the problem. Sure. I support
Who
you in ways
though?
That you can't tell.
That I believe.
That's love right there.
That
right.
I believe.
He quietly says
But
little.
I'd like to be able to tell.
Martin has a question for you, Alanis Morissette. Go ahead, Martin.
Hey, Alanis. Really talented. Really appreciate your music. One of the things I wanted to ask is that Jagged Little Pill, I heard that you had written that over a weekend with your producer. Just wondering if you needed collaboration in order to write the music that you write.
During that time, we wrote it together really quickly, but in general, I like both. I like to write alone, but I love collaborating on the music. There's something about two becoming greater than the sum of their parts that happens. Yeah.
That's why I write with like 10 people.
May I ask a geeky question?
Sure.
So, did I understand you to say that for the acoustic version of Jagged Little Pill, you're working with Glenn Ballard again?
Yeah, Glenn and I are getting back together in the studio.
So
and
this is the first time since
since Supposed, right after right? Jagged Little Pill. Yeah.
By the way, I supported Glenn for many years too.
Did you just because?
Just because I knew he had talent, and I knew that he would collaborate with somebody really good
really
one
great,
day.
Really great, who would make us, you know.
So you discovered him quite early on, didn't you?
And by the way, it's
Ed McMahon, you called Glenn Ballard and said, there's this chick on Star Search.
That's right.
Oh my God, Kevin.
It's harder to support somebody who's a collaborator instead
right.
of a collaboratee.
Because you have to set some stuff up and...
Yeah.
And then not get the credit for 10 years, which is kind of big of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You've been sitting on that one.
Hero.
take line three.
I'm going with line one first.
Oh, no. Line three first.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Christina, you're on with Kevin Smith, Kevin Nealon, and Alanis Morissette. Go
Hello,
ahead.
Kevin and Alanis and Sarah. How are you? I was just going to tell Alanis that I've been a fan since before she was a singer. I used to watch her on You Can't Do That on Television on Nickelodeon.
Bingo.
So Christina actually discovered her.
How far are you going to go back?
Said, I don't know, at least once. Didn't
back.
You get slimed?
Did I get slimed? Absolutely. Yeah.
She gets slimed all the time. She's engaged to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, God.
Have you seen the washboard stomach on Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds. I was telling her last time. Alanis did this appearance on Degrassi, The Next Generation with me, which is, you know, do you know Degrassi at all?
Sure.
Canadian team melodrama?
Sure.
Don't know.
Yeah,
great
I know
show.
It.
I great show.
Shaking
so you don't. Okay.
All we talked about.
I grew up on that show.
You love that show. All we talked about was how cut that dude is.
Yeah.
From being in Blade.
He's no, Kevin, that's all you talked about.
I did.
She was like, I'm over it. I'm
she was so
it.
Sweet, though. She's standing there talking to a guy who only cuts ham to put on sandwiches. And she was like, you know what? I don't care about a good body. But inside, she was like, ugh.
Score.
My man is a washboard.
He is society standard stomach, for
but
sure.
Let me ask you this, Alanis.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a fiancé on the cover of Men's Fitness or on Newsweek?
I don't care.
But what if you had a washboard stomach and on the cover of Newsweek?
Oh, sure.
Why is he on the cover of Newsweek? That's my question.
Right. Is he, like, is he in jail?
Right.
No.
Slow speed chase through LA.
Let's just say he's the man of the year.
For what, though?
Reynolds goes crazy.
Doesn't matter for what.
Was he on Fear Factor and he ate the most maggots? Like, what's he the man of the year for? I would want to know.
Well, let's just say he's a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
For what?
It doesn't matter.
Peace.
It's a piece.
Let's just.
I got enough peace.
You want too many details. It's like I had a girlfriend once, and she said, we were going to therapy, and she said, give me an example of that. But I said, I can't think of an example right now.
I hate when people ask for examples.
I said, I'm going to start writing them down, though.
Yeah.
That made her mad.
You usually can think of one, though, can't you?
So, you know, if you really do have examples of it, then yes. If you're just randomly making sweeping generalizations, then no.
Right.
I need to go to line three. Matt, you are on the air with Alanis Morissette and the Kevins.
So, I was Alanis' first fan in fifth grade at Holy Family Elementary School.
Wow.
What?
When we had the school talent show, everybody would be getting up in their homemade costumes. Alanis got up with the microphone and the stand and blew everyone away. So I think it was fourth or fifth grade.
What's your name again? Your full name?
Matt Johnson.
Wow.
Was it hands
Sounds
clean?
Made up.
What's up?
Did I hit
clean?
On you?
Did you ever kiss Alanis Morissette in fifth grade?
No, I did not.
How old are you in fifth grade?
You're 10. Like, generally, you're 10 in fifth grade.
You're 10. I can't believe you went to Holy Family.
I also almost drove off the freeway when I first heard you come on the air in 95, listening to K-Rock in L.A.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Yeah, a couple things had changed since 10 years old, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Although
Sarah?
He's still in school.
Behind that chick in fifth grade.
Whoa! That's it. Sarah, you're on with Alanis Morissette.
Hey. I've actually been thinking of calling in the past couple of days because I love Kevin Smith.
See.
But
oh, she
I
went like
never...
this, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Well,
she meant kneeling.
Yeah, right.
Calling in
she
advance.
She was Kevin Smith feel
She
good.
Kept calling all week going, is kneeling there yet? I was like, Rob, Kevin. She was like, oh, I'll call back Friday.
So what made you pick up the phone today, Sarah?
Well, I've always been like, I've got to think of something incredibly witty to say, incredibly, you know, brilliant. But then I was like, I can't think of anything. I'm not witty or brilliant. But then when I heard Alanis Morissette was on the air, I just got to call in and just be a geeky fangirl and just be like, Alanis, I love you. I love you so much. Oh, my God. No, I just love how honest you are with your lyrics, and you just, you know, you say what you feel. And I just want to say thanks. It's so amazing. It's so brilliant.
Isn't it amazing that the women callers are much more articulate and you know, can say what they really mean they're talking about.
let's try Hero Time. Hero Time, you're on with Alanis and Kevin Smith and Kevin Nealon.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good, how you great. Doing?
I'm doing well, thanks for the
I'm ask. Doing all right. Hey, I had a question about Clerks 2.
Sure.
About is Alanis gonna reopen the VSQ book?
That was an idea that I had for those who follow our movies a little too closely. At the very tail end of Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, which was supposed to be the last VSQ Universe movie, we had Alanis, who played God and Dogma, close this big Bible that was called the VSQ Universe Bible, as if we were done with that
chapter.
That chapter of our lives. But for those who looked closely, she wasn't on the last page. She was roughly in the middle of the book. Just in case Jersey Girl didn't work out, I can go back, reopen the book, go back to what made the money. That's right. You heard me. You know what I'm talking about.
So, Kevin, can you tell me a little bit more about your Clerks 2 visions, or is this something kind
of... I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
I'm going to send you the script.
I can tell you on air.
Your Clerks 2 vision?
Yeah.
Can you tell Kevin 1 your Clerks 2 vision?
Yeah, give me I need some vision, sir.
Oh.
I think you need to bring back the BJ girl.
What's your middle name, Kevin Nealon?
James.
James. Can we call you James?
Sure.
I like that.
Sure.
I like how
easy
going you are.
It'll just be easier.
It's all about the middle names, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you really think so? Nadine is a great name, though.
What's your middle name?
Emily.
Emily.
When I was on a country station, I asked Sarah Emily.
Nice.
That's a sweet name.
That is cute, isn't it?
So yeah.
My mom. She named us, Sarah Emily, Christina Amy.
I thought of a great name for a dog.
Wow, yeah, that's long.
A great name for a dog, and it's worth getting a dog, I think, just for this name.
Okay.
Chowda.
Chowda?
Chowda.
Chowda. Like D-A?
That sucks.
Like clam
Nealon?
Chowder, like they say in Boston. Chowda.
But with a D-A?
Yeah.
Oh.
D-A-H.
Chowda.
Or D-U-H. Chowda.
Chowda.
Am I right, though?
No, that sucks. That's a sucky name.
Sorry, man.
Wait. We got to jump to line two for Kim.
Do we? Okay. Kim.
Watch how articulate she is.
You are on.
Hi, I'm calling to swoon over Kevin Nealon. He's my favorite.
Yay.
He's not getting enough calls.
He's not getting any calls. I know. Poor Kevin Nealon.
Kevin. I love Kevin Nealon.
That calls in, you know?
Kevin's mom called in.
Well, let me give you a little... Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Now he's all red. Look at him. He's red.
Do you want
okay,
to know where
so every... Everybody go see Kevin at Cobb's Comedy Club. I heard he was going, and so I'm going to go and see him. How are you doing, Kevin?
Why don't I get the articulate one?
I don't know.
No, I'm doing great. In fact...
Because you don't know how intimidating it is to talk to Kevin Nealon.
Just ask
it,
Alanis.
I'm not Alanis Morissette.
I'm with you on that one. I was terrified.
I know. I can't be as articulate as Alanis Morissette.
Well, I wasn't articulate at all. I ran after his vehicle for 6 miles.
Well, I would have done that, too, but
we're
that's kind of stalking.
Well, it's true.
It's okay to stalk.
When you're, especially when you're a star. Did you notice that when you're a star, you can stalk people, and it's like, well, but I'm a star, so I, you know, I understand about stalking, so I'm able to do it without being dangerous.
I think it's
dangerous.
Much harder to stalk as a star, though.
Because
Kevin Nealon at any moment could have turned around and been like, is that Alanis Morissette?
Well, since you're a fan, can I tell you something that I've done that I'm really excited about to see?
Please.
It's called Fat Actress. With Kirstie Alley.
Oh, are you
in that?
I'm in
that
episode of that.
Really
yeah.
good.
I play a sleazy record producer who may or may not have killed somebody.
Oh. Wow.
Ring a bell?
Yeah, everyone I've ever met.
Hello. Welcome to the music biz. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's big.
I think it'll be on in a couple weeks.
You guys, I hate to do this. And by the way, Alanis, thank you. I figured you were like, you know, good for 5 minutes and then be like, yeah, gotta go. But you're so awesome, as always. I should have known better than that.
Well, I love you guys, and I love Kevin's.
Kevin's. Isn't that so cute?
I'm going to look for you at the taco stand.
June 13th.
I'm going to go now.
Jagged Little Pill is going to be the acoustic version.
Right,
out. 10 years to the day.
Yes, for the first 6 weeks, it'll be in Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you swing that?
Well, no, okay.
It's called a big fat contract.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Right. Savvy businesswoman, too.
Alanis, thank you so much. And good luck. Congratulations on the citizenship, and good luck with your future husband.
Thank you.
Kevin Nealon is at Cobb's all weekend long. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. A show on Sunday or no? No,
yes,
show Sunday?
Yes.
A show on Sunday as well. Kevin Smith will be here when we get back, so no need to thank him for anything, really. I'll just give you a big fat kiss when we're off the air.
I like it.
All right.
Okay.
Me too.
All right. Alanis, thanks.
Bye, thank
I'm
you.
I'm putting her on hold.
Bye, Alanis.
We can go run in the crowd there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. So,
Alice Everyday Rewards.